Lou Ryder, who has a long history in law enforcement and is the plaintiff's expert witness on police policies, took the stand. He testified that there's a systematic failure of supervisory review in the New York City Police Department, that they don't do the job they are supposed to do. They don't meet generally acceptable police practices. He summarized much of what was heard in the courtroom in weeks past. Jonathan Moore is attorney with the Center for Constitutional Rights.
He's reviewing the same materials that have been presented at trial, the training materials, the testimony by officers about the lack of supervision, about how they don't fill out details in their memo books, and about the QAD audits that show that they fail for 10 years in a row on documenting the circumstances of a stop and frisk. And so he's looked at the same material that the court has looked at, is looking at, and concluded based upon his years, 52 years in law enforcement business, that it's a failure of supervisory review, that it's a systemic failure on the part of the NYPD. It's not just an aberration. It's not just occasional misstep. It's a systemic failure. So that's what's important about his testimony.
Julie Gottlieb watches proceedings each day.
And it really affirms for me the things that I have seen in all the weeks of trial, that it's a systemic problem from top to bottom and back up, and that nobody really cares about doing legal stops, in my opinion. They just care about filling in boxes and making sure the boxes and the forms are filled out completely but not accurately. So this confirms it for me.
NYPD officers who make a stop are supposed to check off boxes on a UF-250 form about reasons for stop and frisks. Then they are supposed to write a narrative in their memo books explaining why they made the stop. If this procedure is not followed, there's no way to find out if the stop is constitutional, if the officer making the stop had reasonable suspicion. And disciplinary procedures to correct this problem go down the chain of command, but data shows little, if any, improvement.
It feels good to have testified. It feels good to be in court.
David Auerlicht is a named plaintiff in the stop and frisk trial. He says he has been stopped and frisked regularly since he was 15 years old.
You know, I graduated college and I just started thinking, like, you know, if I made it a commitment to stand up and to do something in this case, and I figured, you know, this is just a step. This is a small step in a long. I feel like this is my calling. So
you're very brave for doing this.
Yeah, I'm not doing it for myself. That's why I'm doing it for, you know, everybody that's been going through what I've gone through, for, you know, my future children, my friends' children. Just, it's not for me. So the nervousness and the fear of retaliation by, if, you know, police officer might recognize me, and the cause is more important than anything else to me.
Auerlicht testified that NYPD pulled guns on him in two of three stops.
The first incident, I was going, walking home from St. John's from school. I lived in the immediate area that St. John's was in, where I got stopped. And I got stopped, and, you know, it said I looked like I had a gun on me. You know, I had like a notebook in my pocket. I just came from school. It was two o'clock in the afternoon. You know, he stopped me, searched me, threw me up against the wall, you know, told me, you're going to get the full treatment now, went into, you know, took everything out of my pockets, threw it on the floor, and at the end of it, wrote me a ticket for disorderly conduct. That was the second incident. I was same area, maybe 50 feet from my house that I was staying at the time, and I was heading to my parents' house for dinner. And I got stopped again by undercover, saying the same thing. We're looking for guns. Stopped me, searched me and my friend pretty aggressively. I had three officers on me. He had one on him. And then, you know, didn't find anything. And then just let, you know, like, all right, you can go now. And the third time, I was in Harlem on 115th and Park. And was helping my friend move things around. And we went outside to smoke a cigarette. It was probably like, or he went to smoke a cigarette. It was probably like 10 in the morning. And just a whole bunch of police officers just ran down with guns drawn on us, said that there was a gun in the area, and told us to get on the floor. And, you know, I laid on the floor, my hands on my head, you know, while the police officers, there had to be like six or seven of them, had their guns pointed at us and searched all of us, and then said, okay, well, we had calls that there was a gun in the area, and then said, you guys can go. I mean, which has been, through these cases, has been like every single time it's been, oh, you either look like you have a gun, or we heard you had a gun, or we're looking for guns. And then it becomes, to me, it's like they're using that as justification to violate my rights, you know, and I just, you know, I think it's a shame.
David Auerlich, named plaintiff in the stop and frisk trial, which continues in federal court with the city presenting its case over the coming days. Cop watchers and East Flatbush residents who've been at protests over the NYPD killing of Kamani Gray will pack the court. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.